We've struggled, I think, notoriously at the start of the season in the previous few years, but then always come good under pressure at the end.
Mm.
So it's not a case of knowing that we can't do it.
Mm.
So hopefully this year, with us having a full contingent of players, obviously Sam being available as well, and what's looking like a really strong bowling lineup now with the overseas that we've signed, hopefully that can kickstart us into having a good start, and hopefully we can take the form that we had against Hampshire and Somerset at the back end of the year, when actually we had a very depleted squad. We had a lot of injuries. Mm. Some lads away with England, and obviously we prevailed and won two games out of two there. So if we play with that sort of attitude and that sort of togetherness as a team, I see us to be a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah. What do you think you sort of need to do as a side to obviously sort of fits and spurts? It went well with the bat last year, but maybe not consistently.
I think we had a lot of big scores as individuals, but not necessarily combine them as a team. So there's a lot of times where we got sort of 300, 350 without kind of getting that 400, 450 score that really drives you in a game, certainly early season. And then obviously from a bowling unit, we struggled to take 20 wickets early in the season. We did have a lot of injuries as well, so we couldn't have much continuity with the team, which never helps. So you kind of lose your role a little bit as a bowler, and you're always kind of fighting a bit of fitness too. So yeah, hopefully, touch wood, we get lucky with injuries from the bowling perspective, and as a batting unit so far, training wise, we've looked red hot. So hopefully that'll come to the forefront against Northampton in the first game. It's good to have a little bit of competition. It means that you can't rest on the laurels, and you have to keep performing, which is always good. But I think the one thing that's good about us as a group, whether it's batters or bowlers, is that it's that willingness to just want to do better than the bloke sat next to you. And it's never a wishing somebody else to fail so you can get in. I think that's really important in creating a team vibe, because it pushes each other to be better every day. And I think if you can do that as a team over the course of a season, it's a good stepping stone.